Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In August 1838, mere weeks after the formal end of the apprenticeship period, confusion and uncertainty continued to raise its head over the island's new labor arrangements as reports surfaced about strike action on several estates. The situation became so untenable that on this day, August 15, 1838, a proclamation from Governor Sir Evan John MacGregor was published in the Barbadian to reassure Barbados's newly emancipated population that their freedom was secured, while also warning them against breaching existing employment laws. Through the proclamation, issued under the hand and seal of Colonial Secretary C.T. Cunningham on August 13th, the governor noted that laborers had been told that refusing to work could cost them their freedom and result in them being forced back into apprenticeship. But he dismissed the claims and declared that emancipation was permanent and that neither the laborers nor their descendants could be compelled to return to slavery or apprenticeship. At the heart of the dispute, however, was the unsettled question of labor contracts. Governor MacGregor reminded both employers and workers that the law gave each the right to choose whom they would employ or serve. Once a laborer remained in an employer's service beyond a week without objection, the arrangement could only be dissolved by 1 month's notice. The proclamation also sought to clarify the uncertain status of where the laborers would live. Although emancipated workers were permitted to remain in the houses they occupied on their former estates until November 1st, that protection was conditional upon continued employment and peaceful conduct. Those who violated the law could, on the authority of two magistrates, be removed from their homes. Addressing the ongoing strike action, Governor MacGregor implored the workers to return to the fields, as he argued that the prosperity of both laborers and proprietors depended upon continued agricultural production. A sustained refusal to work, he warned, would compromise the production upon which the island's economy and ultimately the payment of wages depended. The governor stressed, quote, "I earnestly exhort the peasantry accordingly, both male and female, instead of suffering themselves to be deluded by the evil counsel of mischievous persons, equally enemies to them, to the proprietors, and to the public peace, to resort for advice in all cases of doubt and difficulty to the reverend clergymen and ministers, the magistrates or other constituted authorities in their respective parishes." Unquote. And he offered £100 reward for information leading to the conviction of anyone found instigating unlawful conduct among the laboring classes. Just weeks after apprenticeship ended, growing labor unrest and confusion over the new employment system for the formerly enslaved led Governor Sir Evan John MacGregor to issue a proclamation that sought to clarify the rules which governed the employment of the newly emancipated and reassure them that their freedom was secured. As recorded in the Barbadian, on this day, August 15th, 1838.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.